What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Austin Lied, Black Men Died, my last video about Austin Hullman. So, a person by the name of Travel Time with Paul, who actually knew Austin Hullman, and I don't know if he met him in person, but he definitely dealt with him in person. Again, I don't know if he met him in person or not, but this is a guy who actually did have conversations with Austin Hullman. He recently made a video exposing Austin Hullman for the fraud he is, and this pretty much solidified everything I've been saying about Austin Hullman for the past probably year and a half or more. And that expose of Austin Hullman, effectively speaking, was like a nuclear bomb from orbit. Boom! It totally obliterated Austin Hullman to the point where a lot of people just stopped rocking with Austin Hullman anymore. And I like to think that I actually had a part in getting that wave of people turning their backs on Austin Hullman. So for me to continue making videos about Austin Hullman, exposing him at this point, is kind of petty on my side. It would be like you knocking out somebody out cold in a street fight, and then you just get on top of them, they're unconscious, and you're just punching them. It kind of becomes a little bit pitiful on your point. It kind of becomes a little bit pitiful for you when you beat up somebody so bad, and you just, you know, you continue beating them up when they're obviously unconscious, you know. That expose by Travel Time with Paul, guys, I honestly felt sorry for Austin Hullman. I'm like, man, this guy is sadder and more pathetic than I originally thought. And I'm like, you know what, man? Nah. Let this be the last video about Austin Hullman. I like to think I did a great job in getting a lot of people out there to wake up to the fact that Austin Hullman is autistic and he suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. I know a lot of you guys out there, you know, at first you were like, oh, Omar, you're jealous of the black man. You're just mad that Austin Hullman is living his best life. And a lot of you guys out there now agree with me that something about Austin Hullman just ain't right. You know, when I went into the comments section of Travel Time with Paul, you know, all the people in there were like, yo, man, we always thought that Austin Hullman wasn't playing with a full deck of cards, and now we know why, okay? And as you guys out there know, I dealt with autistic and personality disorder people like Austin Hullman. I'm 43 years old. I'm a dual citizen, Egyptian and American. Here in America, guys, I do stupid things like DoorDash. And the reason behind it is that the money I make here in America goes very, very long in Egypt. You know, it goes a very long way in countries like Egypt, Colombia, Ukraine. Even though doing DoorDash, you know, you're only making like $2,000 a month. In those countries, that money goes a very, very long way. Not to mention, you live a far more simpler life if you're just doing, you know, stupid stuff like Uber and DoorDash. I've been telling you guys all along, what you guys really should be doing, instead of traveling like Austin Hullman, paying for pussy, you really should be making your money here in America, saving it up, sending it overseas to start a small business overseas. That way, when America falls, not if, but when, America will fall, guys, okay? I'm telling you, once the BRIC nations say, F you, America, we're gonna go back to the gold standard, we don't care about dollars anymore, this country will literally fall overnight. So when that happens, guys, first of all, you need to be the hell out of the country by that time. Secondly, you need to have a business overseas. And again, the best thing to do is to do simple, stupid jobs here in America. Become a truck driver, make $70,000-$80,000 a year. You know, have that money go towards having a restaurant overseas. And this is one of the reasons why I am so anti-Austin Hullman, because as you guys may or may not know, 6 years ago I did exactly that. I started a restaurant in Egypt. It was an A-plus restaurant. It was in a good, it was called Benito's Artisan Pizza. Good neighborhood, good store. The landlord was an amazing dude. Our chef was very well experienced. He was a culinary chef. Everything was amazing with us, except my cousin. Now, second cousin, to be technical. For those of you guys who don't know, a second cousin is when your cousin has a child. That's a second cousin. So my second cousin, he was narcissistic and autistic like Austin Hallman. Now, of course, I didn't know that at the time. After the whole fallout of the restaurant, I was wondering what the hell happened, because everything on paper was A+, A+, A+. Location was A+, store was A+, menu was A+, staff was A+, everything on the menu, we should have been a total and complete success. Yet within 100 days of opening this restaurant that cost me $20,000, everything was literally sold in the middle of the street. Of course, my second cousin, he put all the money in his pocket, and then he had the nerve to like call me up and say, hey man, you actually owe me money. It's like, what the fuck, dude? You know, I have not spoken to my second cousin since then. As far as I'm concerned, my second cousin is dead to me. Last I heard, my second cousin is trying to like scam some old post-war single mother in Cairo from, I don't know, her divorce settlement or family inheritance. He actually scammed his own wife out of her family inheritance, and after he destroyed my restaurant, his wife divorced him, abandoned the family, went to Dubai, became a very good bank manager over there. She's living her new life, her best life. You know, this is what happens with autistic, narcissistic personality disordered people like Austin Hallman or like my second cousin, is that when they finally get found, they are abandoned and people end up being better off than they were before, because they learned a lesson, and they also, it allowed them to like, you know, rely on themselves. Like, for example, you guys take me for example, right? When I open another restaurant, dudes, and again, I'm gonna open a restaurant in Ukraine or in Colombia, maybe Ukraine. When I open a restaurant in Ukraine, dudes, I'm not taking on any partners, okay? There is no partnership, okay? I'll collaborate with you, I'll do revenue sharing with you, but at the end of the day, it's my company, my restaurant. What I say goes. If I wanna say, hey man, get the fuck out, you're gonna get the fuck out, okay? So there is no more partnership. So at the end of the day, guys, even though what my second cousin did was immoral, unethical, and, you know, just horrible piece of shit behavior, at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, it was a net positive for me. It's the same thing with you guys out there. At the end of the day, I got a phone call coming in, you know, phone calls always come in when I make a video. I'm seeing if this phone call will go away or if this phone call, sometimes when a phone call comes in, it's gone. Okay, sometimes when a phone call comes in, people can't hear you. Hopefully you guys probably heard what I said in the past half minute, which was me complaining about the phone call. Anyway, going back to what I was saying. So after the run-in with my second cousin, I became a better person after it, knowing full well that, hey man, I'm not going to do partnerships. You know, so it's going to be my way or the highway. I will collab with you, I'll do revenue sharing with you, but I'm not going to have you in a partnership with me in any form or way. So people who do survive narcissistic abuse, they tend to come out better on the other side. Like the old saying says, if it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. Now, I went after Austin Hallman, guys. At first, guys, I was rocking with Austin Hallman. I was like, oh, look, a young black man finally gets it, how bad it is in America. You know, he's gone overseas. He's gonna do something from himself. And then I saw, oh, Jesus. Why do people keep on calling me when I'm making a video, dude? It's like, why you guys keep on calling me when I'm making a video? It's like, don't you guys have a... Oh, Lord. Don't... Okay, there we go. Okay, cool. Anyway, so what was I saying? Okay, so... Jesus Christ, man. I got bad memory. So... Yeah, after my second cousin destroyed my restaurant, I became better from the other side. Because, like, the old saying says, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Which is a good thing, and it's true. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, simply because it put you under pressure, it put you under constraint, it made you think, it made you do actions, it made you take yourself to the next level. Now, Austin Hallman, at first, like I said, I was rocking with him. I was like, hey, it's a young black man who understands how bad it is here in America. He's going overseas. He's going to do something of himself. And then when Austin Hallman started drinking, smoking, he started harassing you guys to give him Cash App money. That's when I was like, this guy is doing exactly what my second cousin is doing. And after, you know, watching him a little bit more, I'm like, no, this is going to end badly, dudes. This is going to end badly, not for him, but for you guys. And indeed, how many men have been murdered, scopamined, and or robbed in Latin America because Austin Hallman was like, oh yeah, bro, you just hop on a plane, and when you get off the plane in Colombia or in Brazil or whatever, women will throw themselves at you because you're a black king, you're exotic, they love us brothers over here. And all of a sudden, all these dusty, old, ugly black men who can't even get a girl to look at them in America, you know, they come to Medellin, their Tinder is blowing up, or they walk around El Centro at 2 o'clock at night, which I've seen with my own two eyes, by the way. And some charmuta is like, ay papi. The guy's like, oh shit, I am popular with the ladies, like Austin Hallman said, because I'm a hip black cat. And these guys end up getting murdered, drugged, and or robbed. You know, how many guys out there lost their entire life savings because when they were drugged, they turned over their entire bank account to some cartel or drug dealer or gang member? You know, it's all because of Austin Hallman's fault. This is why, you know, look, was my second cousin, worst case scenario, I lost $20,000. I had to drive DoorDash 15 hours a day, 7 days a week in San Francisco, live in the car to pay off that $20,000. That was worst case scenario for me. As you guys can see, I'm alive, I'm well, I'm doing good, thank God. But for people out there who lost their entire life, you know, if you're a 50, 60 year old dude and you lose your entire life savings, there really is no coming back from that, you know. If you get murdered, there's definitely no coming back from that. So a lot of passport fools out there, they lost their life savings and or they actually lost their life because of Austin Hallman. And that's why I had to go hard as a motherfucker on Austin Hallman. A lot of you guys are like, oh, Amar, you're just jealous of Austin Hallman. He's living his best life. You're an old dude. You can't do what a young cat does. And over the course of the past year and a half, a lot of you guys out there started realizing what I was telling you all along, especially when Austin Hallman, see, as Austin Hallman got more and more famous, he, see, this is the thing about narcissists. Narcissists, when they make money, when they get famous, they genuinely believe that they are gods, okay? So Austin Hallman, the more money he made, the more people are like, oh, Austin, you're a bag, you're all that in a bag of chips. Austin Hallman started to genuinely believe that he's a, some sort of god on earth, that he is immortal, that he can do whatever the F he want. And some of you guys out there who are normal and healthy, you're like, hey man, something about this Austin Hallman just ain't right. You know, I had several dudes who were like, Amar, you're jealous, you're hating on a young black man who came back after X amount of month, and they were like, yo, Amar, you're kind of right about Austin, man. It's like the dude is autistic, you know? It's like, yeah, he's autistic. Can't you look? The way Austin Hallman looks, he is autistic. Look at his eyes. Look at his phenotype, okay? It was as if he was born with alcohol syndrome, you know, kind of like Greta Thunberg, you know. Austin Hallman probably suffered from alcohol fetal syndrome, okay? This is why he's autistic, all right? He's not a normal, healthy person, okay? A lot of you guys now have realized that, thanks to me, thanks to Travel Time with Paul and other dudes out there who were like, I was rocking with Austin Hallman, but now I just gotta expose him because this shit is getting way too out of hand. So what Austin Hallman is doing is not only did he put the lives of black men and people who are stupid enough to follow him in danger, he's actually ruining opportunities for good black men overseas, you know? Coach Greg Adams said recently in a live stream of his, I can't go to Latin America. I can't go to Colombia because if I go to Colombia, they're going to think I'm a sex tourist. They're going to think I'm a passport fool. They're going to think I'm some horny black guy walking around saying pussy, 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 you know? So good black men, you can't go to Southeast Asia. You can't go to Vietnam. You can't go to Philippines. You can't come to Brazil. You can't come to Colombia. You can't go to Peru now because they're going to think like Austin Hallman that he was just some sex tourist who's going to be walking around pussy, 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 okay? So Austin Hallman has really fucked things up for black men in Southeast Asia and in Latin America. Now, in the case of Austin Hallman, he was able to exploit all these women because you guys need to understand, in Latin America, Southeast Asia, they don't have welfare in the West. They don't have affirmative action where companies have to hire women no matter what, like they do here in the West. So these women in these third world and poverty stricken countries, you know, they have to rely on men. Therefore, they are very susceptible to being exploited, which is exactly what Austin Hallman did. You know, one of the main things that made me say, yo, man, you just gotta stop, you know, you just gotta stop knocking out Austin Hallman like this is that when I learned from Travel Time with Paul that the Rwandanese girl was actually a fraud. She was actually some girl who was paid by Austin to act like she actually cares for him. I was like, that's sad. You know, as much of a scam that was, I genuinely thought that Rwandanese girl, I genuinely thought that Rwandanese girl actually liked Austin Hallman, you know, but it turned out to be a fraud, a scam on his part. So people can say, oh, look at Austin, you know, he gets women all the time because he's a hip black cat and, you know, he's out of America. So that really was disheartening for me. And then Kate, you know, Kate from Thailand, who he claimed was wifey material, turned out that Kate gets banged out by black dudes all the time. And Austin Hallman was taking over sloppy seconds. So this is what made me say, you know, Austin Hallman is so sad and pathetic that, you know, I just gotta move on, man. Because at this point, for me to keep on going after Austin Hallman, it's gonna be pitiful on my side. Now, there is a net positive. I mean, for all the people out there who lost their life savings, who lost their lives, who actually, you know, lost their health. Because a lot of these people who were scopamined, they were scopamined bad. Some of these people were actually kidnapped, beat. So a lot of people, you know, in addition to losing their lives and their life savings, you know, they lost their health. So, yeah, that's a really, really bad thing. But in a way, there is a silver lining here with Austin Hallman is that you guys by now have learned that all these passport fools out there, that they're all the product of single mothers. They're defective, they're catty, they're feminine, they're all paying for pussy. You know, that's all they do. They waste their entire life revolves around pussy. They waste their money on pussy. They're living sad, pathetic lives. You know, so a lot of you guys out there realize that, hey man, these women worldwide are kind of the same, you know. Like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter, okay? If you can't get pussy here in America, what makes you think you can get pussy overseas, you know, just because you hopped on a plane and now all of a sudden some bitch finds you attractive? No, dude. The reason why you guys can get women overseas like Austin Hallman does is because you got that money, okay? As long as you have said money and you're willing to use that money to pay for girls, you're gonna get girls. Because again, like what I said earlier, these women in the third world, they don't have access to welfare, they don't have access to affirmative action where companies have to hire them because they have a vagina. So yeah, they're gonna rely on you guys. When I was in, you know, I was in Colombia a couple of weeks ago, and I was walking around Medellin, I seen all these decent looking Colombian women with old, fat, ugly, dusty black dudes, and the woman wasn't happy. You know, you think some 20-year-old girl who's decent looking, who's getting dragged around by some morbidly obese, stinky, smelly, bald, old, fat, ugly black dude is happy to be with him? Hell no, she ain't. But she's doing it because she's desperate for the money. This is why Austin Hallman was pretty much going to be arrested in Brazil, because he was exploiting their woman. This is what Austin Hallman does, dudes. He exploits women. This is why Nicaragua did not allow Austin Hallman to go into their country, because they knew he was going to exploit their woman, like he did in Peru, like he did all over the world. Wherever Austin Hallman goes, he's always exploiting the woman. In fact, Austin Hallman famously said, in Brazil, all women are for sale. That's exploiting women, dudes, you know. And then when Austin Hallman started doing these live streams where he's walking around putting the phone in the face of women, a lot of you guys out there were like, wait a minute, these women aren't walking up to him like, hey puppy, you hot, you know. He's walking up to them, sticking a camera in their face, and the girls are like, can you stop recording, can you go away please? So you guys realize that he's actually the one who's harassing women, that women are not coming up to him because he's a hip black cat. He's the one going up to them, and then he'll turn around and say, oh yeah, this girl is looking at me because I was a hip black cat, you know. They're giving me choosing signals. You guys learned by actually watching Austin. I even made a video a couple of weeks ago telling you that live streaming is going to be the downfall of Austin Hallman. You know, the reason why Austin Hallman is live streaming is because his channel, I think, got demonetized, or they started. Here's the thing, dudes. Here's the thing. My channel is demonetized. Okay. My channel on YouTube is demonetized. They barely run ads on my channel. In fact, I'm only making like $14 off of YouTube. Okay. I'm making anywhere from $8 to $14 a month off of YouTube. So I understand that Austin Hallman's channel is demonetized, in the sense that they're not playing ads on his channel. He may not be outright demonetized, but they're not playing ads on his channel. Kind of like the same boat I'm in, you know. And, you know, me and Austin are totally in, we're in a different boat, okay? My channel is demonetized because I expose the Jews, okay? I come out, I tell you, everything wrong and bad in this great country of ours is because of Jews, okay? So I expose Jews and Zionism. That's why my channel is demonetized. Austin Hallman's channel is demonetized because, you know, he exploits women. He walks around taking booty pics of women, sticking camera in their faces, shit like that. Okay, so even though we're able to make a little bit money off of YouTube, our channels are not advertiser friendly. Let's leave it at that. So what Austin Hallman is doing now is that he wants to do live streams so you guys can hopefully cash app him money and stuff like that. You guys right now can actually go on YouTube, give me a super chat for $100, and I'm gonna get 70% from it. You know, if somebody now super chats me $70, you know, that's more than 5 months or half a year of doing content on YouTube, believe it or not. So this is what Austin Hallman is doing. So when Austin Hallman does the live streams, he's hoping that you guys, you know, super chat him, that you cash app him, or you Zelle him money. But in the process of doing a live stream, what happens is that Austin Hallman is exposing himself. Like, for example, in one of his live streams, he said, I'm bored because I have no friends. It's like, dude, You just made yourself look like a sad, pathetic loser by saying that. So a lot of you guys, see, here's the thing. When Austin Hallman does a video, he can edit the parts that make him look like a pathetic loser out, okay? He can do that, okay? But when he's doing a live stream, walking around, you know, spurging out, saying shit like, oh, I'm bored because I don't have friends, that makes him look like a loser. When he walks up to a girl at the gym, he's like, hi, 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 and the girl is looking around like, Auxilio. By the way, auxilio in Spanish means help me, you know? You guys are like, oh shit, you know, this guy is not, you know, some black Casanova. He's just going up to random women, like, creeping them out. So, this is why a lot of you guys out there are beginning to no longer rock with Austin Hallman. And again, I like to think that I was the catalyst in getting other channels and people to finally wake up to Austin Hallman. And again, at the end of the day, guys, even if Austin Hallman scams you out of like $30, $40, $50 in consultations or selling you one of his ebooks, you know, he spends a day in a city, then he writes you an ebook. According to Paul, that ebook is actually AI written. So Austin Hallman would go to a city for a day or two, then he'd have AI write a guide for him, and then he sells it to you for like, what, $25, $30? Even if you guys lost $25, $30, $50, that's not a big deal. You know, at the end of the day, guys, I lost $20,000 to a narcissistic, autistic person like Austin Hallman, you know? So you guys losing $25, $30, $40, $50 ain't nothing, okay? The problem here with Austin Hallman is that he gave you false hope. Let me repeat that one more time, okay? The problem with Austin Hallman, and this is why I really went after Austin Hallman, is that he was giving you false hope. He was giving you guys out there like Jay Rello, Floyd, the impression that you just hop on a plane, go overseas, and women will throw themselves at you, okay? The impression that Austin Hallman was really giving you guys for the past 2 years is that foreign women are traditional, they're submissive, that effectively speaking, that they're a bunch of unicorns. In reality, female nature is universal. Again, like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter. If you can't pull a woman here in America, what makes you think you're gonna pull a woman overseas? The core difference is money. Like I said earlier in this video, over foreign women in the third world, they don't have access to welfare, they don't have access to affirmative action. So what ends up happening is that these women are susceptible to guys who exploit them with money. And this is exactly what Austin Hallman was doing. And a lot of you guys out there genuinely believed that if I went overseas, I'm going to be attractive to women. Even angry guy who called you guys passport kings, even he is like, hey man, don't go to the Philippines, don't go to the Thailand, because these women, they see you as a fool, they see you as a mark, and they're going to take advantage of you. You guys out there need to understand this good, dudes, okay? Understand this good, okay? When you go overseas, especially if you're an American dude and you go to the third world, okay, people there are gonna view you as a loser. They're saying, oh, this guy wasn't good enough to get a baddie in America, so he's gonna come here to the third world because he wasn't, again, you weren't good enough to get a baddie in America, so you go over to the third world and you're gonna make it rain cash money on them hoes. See, this is why I like going to Ukraine, okay? Granted, Ukraine is a poor country, but at the same time, they have snow bunnies. You know, as somebody who's black like myself, you know, I was born in Africa. Obviously, Egypt is black, you know. So when I go to Ukraine, even though Ukraine is a poor country, but Ukraine has snow bunnies, I'm punching above my weight, okay? I'm going after snow bunnies. I'm not going after Shaniqua. I'm not going after ugly woman. I'm not going after low-quality woman. I'm not going after ethnic woman. I'm going after blue-eyed, blonde, white snow bunnies. So when I go to Ukraine, I'm able to be respected over there because I'm punching above my weight line. I want Stacy. In Colombia, as you guys know, I got me a beautiful Afro-Colombiana in Colombia. This is a beautiful woman. I've seen her many times. This girl actually likes me for me. And because at the end of the day, let me tell you black people something, okay? At the end of the day, a black woman would rather be with me than be with a black dude, okay? To black woman, I am a step up to black woman. As you guys can tell, obviously, 225 pounds, I lost a shitload of weight, I shave every now and then, dye the hair. Don't let this fool you guys. This is Japanese hair straightening what I have, I still use black people stuff, especially on the curly sides over here, So at the end of the day, guys, my DNA goes anywhere from West African black all the way up to Ashkenazi blue-eyed blonde white Jews. And in the middle, I got like Mediterranean, Italian, Greek, Egyptian. So this is why black women love me. Now, firstly, for me, my Afro-Colombiana, she's mixed with native blood, so she's not full-on gorilla face like most African women. So she does have that Pocahontas look to her. I like that. I like her. So at the end of the day, I want you black guys out there to understand, dudes, your woman will choose me over you simply because I'm a step up on the totem pole compared to the average black man. It is what it is. This is why a lot of you black dudes out there gotta do pay for play, okay? You guys out there need to understand, man. I hate to say this, but as an African black myself, I have to say this to all of you brothers out there who are full black. I'm not full black. I'd be a liar if I told you I was full black. Again, I got DNA going from West African black all the way up to fucking Ashkenazi, blue-eyed blonde white Ashkenazis, okay? And Mediterranean, Italian, Greek in the middle. I'm not full black, but black women love me because to them, I'm a step up, okay? You black dudes out there, for the most part, out of Tyrone, you're gonna pay to play, okay? It is what it is, okay, guys? I hate to say it. Outside of fucking Tyrone, most black men are gonna have to pay to play, okay? Most women that you're gonna settle with are gonna be, assuming it's not pay to play, most women you guys are gonna settle with are gonna be usually leftover women, fugly women that nobody else wants. Like, here in America, it's a known fact that black men who walk around with white women, they are with white women that no white dude wants. Not even the fucking Indian dudes want her. It's bad when fucking Sanjay from Bombay, India doesn't want this white girl, but yet you as a black man, you're taking her. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you black guys out there to understand that, look, it's gonna be very, very hard for a black man to get a woman, okay? It's kind of like Indians, okay? Indian women prefer white dudes, okay? Black women prefer white dudes, okay? And if they can't get a white dude, they'll go after me, okay? So I want you black guys out there to understand that outside of Tyrone, you're just pay for play when it comes to women, okay? You're just some guy like Austin Hallman who's gonna take her out. He's gonna feed her. He's gonna take... Look, dudes, ask yourself this question, For the past 2+ years, where are all these women that Austin Hallman was like, oh, wifey material, my girlfriend? Whatever happened to that Bolivian chick from a couple of weeks ago, okay? Whatever happened to, that hot Peruvian chick that he took shopping a couple of days ago? Where are all these women? This guy has been to Europe, he's been to Africa, he's been to Asia, he's been to Latin America, yet 2 years later, he does not have a dedicated girl. I've got a dedicated girl, guys. I can go to Colombia and hit up my girl. I hit her up on my girl. She actually is a cook. She cooks, she's from Barranquilla. So she cooks good food, especially fish. So I hit her up every now and then for recipes. Hey, how you doing? Shit like that, okay? But with Austin Hallman, does Austin Hallman have a dedicated girl anywhere. No, he doesn't. And that's because his autism, his narcissistic personality disorder, is a total and major turn off to women. You guys have to understand, Austin Holman is short. He's like, what, 5'8", maybe? Now, no homo, he's not a bad look. Compared to a lot of you black guys out there, Austin Holman is not a bad looking dude compared to a lot of you guys out there, okay? But the problem with Austin Holman is he's simply not hot enough to have women look over his autism and his narcissistic personality disorder, especially that whiny, nasally voice of his, hi. So I genuinely feel sorry for Austin Holman, guys. I genuinely feel sorry for him, okay? Austin Holman had the potential to be a Pookie, okay? He had a potential to be a Pookie and Ray Ray, but his height, his voice, obviously his autism, that just destroyed him, you know? So this is why you guys see Austin Holman is not a happy individual. He really is not a happy individual. This is why he's always drinking, he's always smoking, he's always traveling from city to city, country to country, because he's running away from himself. He's hoping that, well, the alcohol, the cigars, you know, that's his way of, you know, that's his way of, guys, I never drank alcohol. I don't do cigars. I might do cigars every now and then. Like, you know, last time I did a cigar, I was hanging out with Aaron Clary in Las Vegas. That's the last time I did a cigar with, you know. I don't do alcohol, so I don't have these ways to cope with my depression, you know, because I don't have depression, you know. So this is why Austin Holman is doing cigars. This is why he's always eating out. This is why he's always going after women. He just wants to combat his depression. And also at the same time, guys, he just wants to get that feel that I'm Austin Holman. Look at me. I can go out, spend a couple of $100 on eating out at a fancy schmancy restaurant. You know, you guys saw him when he was in Chile. He was sitting on a table with three girls. Apparently, he paid a couple $100 for the girls and feeding them. Whatever happened to those girls, you know? You guys remember that girl that was feeding him with a fork? Where is that girl, right? Pay to play, dudes. And a lot of you guys out there are finally beginning to wake up to that. So I, Amar Mitwali, finally think that my work is done. At the end, I have been exonerated, okay? Because again, since I started exposing Austin Holman, a lot of you guys are like, oh, you just hateful, you jealous, you're an old dude, you can't do what a young buck can. And now a lot of you guys out there are like, hey man, this whole passport fool thing, that's exactly what they are. They are passport fools, okay? They think that they can go overseas, throw around some money, and all of a sudden women are gonna find them to be hot and sexy. In reality, they're tricks. That's what they are, guys. All these passport fools, they're all fucking tricks, you know? The real G's I know, the real travelers I know, they hate the passport fool movement more than personally, I actually like the passport fool movement. And I'm going to tell you why I like the passport fool movement, okay, guys? It's because with more and more black people going overseas, women look at me and they're like, see, here's the thing. I've said this in the video, but I'm going to say it to your face. Compared to the average black man, I'm Chad, okay? Let me say that one more time. Compared to the average black man, I'm fucking Chad, okay? So when more and more of you dusty, autistic, black dudes travel worldwide, the women are gonna look at you, then they're gonna look at me, and they're gonna be like, no, this guy, we want this guy, okay? So for me, Amar Mitwali, the passport fool movement is actually a big win for me simply because you guys look so fucking bad. You're so sad. You're so pathetic. That woman, that by comparison, I'm fucking Chad, okay? And, you know, the reason why I don't use the word passport bro is because passport bro actually has been trademarked. So the guy who owns the passport bro trademark, he can actually sue you for financial compensation. Now, I drive DoorDash. As you guys can see, you know, I got a bag behind me where I put my hot food in. You know, I'm only making like, what, 14 bucks a month off of YouTube. So obviously suing me is going to be like, it's going to be a net loss. It's going to be a loss for anybody to sue me. You know, you guys, if you guys want to take my car, you know, this is a 2003 car with about 200,000 miles on it. So this car needs about $2,000 in repair. So if you guys want to sue me, the only thing I own is this car, you know. So, but yeah, it's really the passport fool movement more than anything. And lastly, guys, I know Austin Holloman tried to trademark It's That Bad. It's actually pending, meaning that an examiner actually has to look down and he has to make the determination if Austin Holloman's IP is strong enough, okay? IP stands for intellectual property, okay? So McDonald's can trademark, I'm loving it because, you know, they're McDonald's, but can Austin Holloman trademark It's That Bad? You guys gotta understand, for Austin Holloman to trademark It's That Bad, that's kind of like almost the equivalent of me trying to trademark What's Up, you know? It's a very, very hard battle, especially when you're not like a multi-million dollar corporation, you know? Trademarking Passport Bros, you can do that because that's very, very unique. But It's That Bad has always been used in lingo, vernacular lingo, for decades, okay? Kind of like What's Up has always been used for vernacular in lingos for in lingo for decades, okay? So when something is out there for such a long time and then you come along and you're like, well, I'm gonna trademark it for myself, it becomes kind of a big battle, unless of course you're Starbucks or McDonald's, where you can like trademark almost anything because you are such a big behemoth that you can pretty much do whatever you want, you know. So I wish Austin good luck on trademarking It's That Bad, because that's probably the only W he has from this whole passport fool movement, you know. Eventually he's gonna run out of your money, because you guys have to understand, unless Austin Holloman is a CIA plant like I and a lot of other people think, kind of like Mary Jane, Austin Holloman is powered purely by your donations. You guys gotta understand, like Travel Time with Paul said, YouTube doesn't pay much for travel channels because you really can't run high profit ads on them, you know. If Austin Holloman had a financial channel, yeah, he'll be able to make a shitload of money off of financial channels, you know, because financial channels make a lot of money because people, advertisers can advertise their financial product on your channel and they will pay top dollar for it. For example, you know, let's say somebody's looking, let's say you have a financial channel about, you know, a financial investment, and a advertiser advertises their financial investment company, and, you know, and you click on it, it costs them, you know, $10 for you to click on them. But when you become their customer, they make thousands of dollars off of you. Yeah, it's definitely worth it for a financial company to pay $10 per click to show up on Austin Holloman's or anybody who talks about financial information on YouTube. Yeah, they will pay, you know, upwards of $10 per click when it comes to the potential to make thousands of dollars off of you if you do sign up for the product. But if you're a travel channel like Austin, and the thing about Austin Holloman's videos is that Austin Holloman's videos, let's keep it 100, they suck, dudes. You know, all Austin Holloman does is that he just walks around with a camera and just says whatever comes to his mind. There is nothing informative in his videos, okay? Nothing about Austin Holman is informative at all when it comes to his travel channel. It's like, dude, you haven't shown us anything that a 5-minute Google search has not shown us. There is nothing authentic, unique about Austin Holman's so-called travel channel. It's simply a passport fool channel. And the only reason Austin Holman, you know, threw away the Passport Bro Movement channel is because, you know, he could be financially sued for using Passport Bro for monetary gains. Otherwise, he'd be using Passport Bro up and down, left and right. By the way, when Austin Holman recently got 10 million views on his tweet, he used the Passport Bros hashtag. So what Austin Holman is doing is that he uses the Passport Bro hashtag to go viral, but he will not use it in his video, and that's why he removed his tattoo that said Passport Bro on it, because he can be financially sued by the holder of the Passport Bro trademark. A lot of you guys didn't know that. Now you're knowing that, thanks to people like me, people like Travel Time with Paul. A lot of people are beginning to expose Austin Holman, and again, I like to think that I had something to do with it. But at this point in my life, guys, honestly, guys, at this point in my life, yeah, man, I'm very happy. I am genuinely happy because I'm happy because I told black men the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter. Okay, guys, I told you black men the truth. The vast majority of you guys out there outside of Tyrone, you're just not sexually attractive to women. Whether they're black woman or foreign woman, you're just not sexually attractive to woman, okay? And if woman had an option, they would go with me over you. It is what it is. So I want every black man watching this to understand this really good, okay? Hopping on a plane does not make you go from ooh to ay papi. It doesn't work like that, dudes, okay? So, and that's the most important thing here. Because honestly, guys, I don't want to hear about another person getting scopamined, murdered, or robbed, okay? Because at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, man, if you're just a sexually unattractive dude and all of a sudden women are showing interest in you, it's a fucking scam. You know, that's cartel, that's gangbangers, that's somebody who's gonna set you up, okay? When I was in when I'm in Colombia, you know, I don't go on Tinder looking for matches. Let me tell you something, guys. You know, my last day in Colombia, I was at the San Diego Mall waiting for the bus to the airport. So I'm sitting at San Diego Mall and I'm like, you know what? Let's have a little bit of fun. I took out my Tinder and I started getting all these matches. I got like 9 matches in that half hour period I was at San Diego Mall. Of course, I was laughing to myself saying, oh yeah, I got more matches in half an hour than I do in an entire year. I'm sure all these women love me for who I am, right? You know, so obviously I knew it was a scam. But a lot of black men out there who don't know any better and they go overseas and all of a sudden their Tinder is on fire. They think, oh shit, Austin was right. I'm a hip black cat. I'm exotic to these foreign woman, when in reality, no, these women are poor and they're just gonna scam you and murder you and take your money, and that's it, dude. That's really what they're doing, you know. So yeah, man, at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Austin Holman overall was a good thing. Mm-hmm. minus, you know, all the people who actually lost lives and their money and their health, you know. That aside, Austin Hallman was a net positive, okay? And he was a net positive, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I have to drill this into you guys, because again, this is going to be my last video about Austin Hallman, but I have to drill this into you guys before I close out this video, okay? Austin Hallman is proof that you, as a passport fool, at the end, it's going to come down to women using you for your money. That's really what Austin Hallman has proved. Because a lot of... See, and this is something else, dude. Something else. I'm going to tell you this right now. There's a lot... Passport fool movement is the new PUA, okay? And I'm going to end my video on this. And this is serious, okay? The passport fool movement is the new PUA grift, okay? Just like there were scammers and fraudsters who say, oh yeah, bro, buy my course, you're gonna go from being ugly to being wanted by women. Come to my boot camp, you're gonna get laid, dog. Just pay me $10,000. There's gonna be a lot of people doing the same thing with the passport fool movement. A lot of these guys out there, they're gonna sell you courses about the passport fool movement. A lot of these guys are gonna be like, oh bro, this is how you become a digital nomad. Oh bro, this is how you get laid. You know, come to my shindig, you know, pay me $1,000 to hang out with me. I'm gonna guarantee you're gonna get laid. Guys, look, I'm a digital nomad, okay? I've been on computers since the 80s, okay? I'm a digital nomad, okay? Please don't think you're gonna go from flipping burgers at Popeyes to making money on the internet. Please don't think of that. All these guys who try to sell you digital nomad courses, these are guys who made it big on YouTube. Whether they knew somebody at YouTube, whether they're CIA assets, whether they paid a shitload of money to buy views and subscribers. The people who sell you this digital nomad course, these are people who are making their money off of selling to you guys, okay? Look, if I'm a digital nomad, why would I want to create my own competition? It makes no sense, okay? Now, I'm a digital nomad. I don't work for other people, okay? I work for myself. Granted, my companies are like MGTOW TV is not making that much money. It's barely making a couple $1,000s a year. But again, you know, DoorDash is really my main job. So my online company, it kind of gives me a little bit of money when I'm overseas, okay? Obviously, when I'm in like Colombia, I'm not doing DoorDash. So you want to be able to generate a little bit of income when you're overseas, okay? You can do that as a digital nomad, but again, don't think you're gonna go from flipping Popeyes to making money online. I've been on computers since the 80s, online since the 90s, programming since the late 90s, okay? So I've been in this online programming shit for 25 plus years, okay? So I'm not some guy who was flipping burgers yesterday and all of a sudden, you know, he's making money on the internet, okay? So all these grifters out there, they make their money by selling you hopes, by selling you dreams. So I want you guys out there to understand that the passport fool movement is gonna be the next PUA grift. PUA is dead because a lot of these PUA artists, you know, these pickup artists, they're getting Me Too'd, they're going to prison, they're becoming persona non grata. I heard a couple of PUAs are not allowed to even visit Brazil anymore. I think Austin Hallman is one of them. That's why he's not in Brazil anymore, or cannot go to Brazil anymore. So what's gonna happen, guys, is that a lot of these passport fools, they're gonna try to make their money off of selling you nomad courses. They're gonna try to make their money by saying, oh yeah, bro, come out to my pool party, come out to my yacht party in Colombia, you just pay $2,000, I'm gonna help you get laid. Be very careful, guys, and again, I cannot stress this enough, dudes. I really can't stress this enough. And again, special shout out to QB Willie for saying this. Territory doesn't matter. If you can't get pussy overseas, I'm sorry, if you can't get pussy in America, you can't get pussy overseas organically, okay? And another thing, dudes, you just can't go to a foreign country for a few days and expect to organically get a girl when you don't know the language, you don't know the culture, okay? How many times have we seen Austin Hallman in a live stream talking in his broken Spanish, and then he's like, dumb bitch, you can't understand Spanish? It's like, nah, bro, your Spanish sucks, dude. That's not the girl's and this is one of the reasons why a lot of you guys out there started waking up to Austin Hallman, because you realize, wait a second, this guy's Spanish sucks, and then he complains that the girl doesn't understand Spanish. How does that work? And that's when a lot of you guys out there started saying, hey man, something has to be wrong with Austin Hallman. You know, she's a Spanish girl, she speaks Spanish, this guy's Spanish sucks, he has no idea what he's saying, and yet he turns around and he says, oh, this girl doesn't understand Spanish. And again, live streams are really gonna be the end of Austin Hallman, because you guys see Austin in real time making a fool of himself, okay? When Austin Hallman accuses a Spanish girl of not knowing Spanish with his broken Spanish, that's when you guys are like, no, there's something wrong with you, dog. And when you guys see Austin Hallman going up to random girls at the gym with a camera in their face, hi, you guys are like, hey, wait a second, this guy is not getting approached by baddies, this guy is going up to women, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, I am genuinely proud of what I did. I am very, very happy that a lot of you guys out there are waking up to this passport fool movement. And again, I am warning you guys, a lot of scammers are going to come into this industry, because again, PUA is dead. Pickup artistry is dead, because these people went to prison. So now they're going to do this whole digital nomad grift, come to my party overseas, just pay me a couple of $1,000s to hang out on my yacht. And again, they're just using your money so they can live their best life. At the end of the day, guys, the only person out there who actually cares for you is me. I care for you by telling you the motherfucking truth. Outside of being Tyrone, ain't nobody wants a black man. Except, of course, it comes down to pay to play. Outside of Tyrone and pay to play or pay for play, very few women out there genuinely desire the typical black man. And if they had a choice between you and me, they're gonna pick me. This is why at the end of this journey, I'm actually very happy with the passport fool movement, because again, as more and more black men travel all over the world and women see me as somebody who does have black DNA in him, but he yet has these, you know, characteristics again, my DNA goes all the way from West African black all the way up to like Ashkenazi blue eye blonde white with a whole shitload of Mediterranean in the middle. They look at me and they're like, yeah, we're gonna take this guy over the typical black man. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this, and understand this really good, okay? Outside of Tyrone, it's very difficult for a black man to find a decent, normal, healthy woman to go for him, okay, guys? So my last video about Austin Hallman, very happy about what's happening. I hope other people come out and expose him even more. I know Travel Time with Paul, I know he's gonna be doing more videos, releasing more exposés about Austin Holloman. And you guys gotta understand, you know, the reason why these exposés about Austin Holloman are coming out is that at the end of the day, Austin lied, black men died, people like me, people like Paul are saying the truth so we can save black men's lives. All right, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourself. Peace!